This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. It being Women's History Month and all, Moody's Analytics has a new report out about the gender pay gap, and the numbers are pretty astonishing. Moody's says that $7 trillion a year could be added to the global economy if there were more women in the workforce and they faced fewer roadblocks to their career growth. Just closing that gap in developed economies would raise global economic activity by about 7%, even more if you get the rest of the world on board. In other words, closing the gender gap wouldn't just benefit individual women. As Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, it would also benefit everyone.
24-year-old Maria Malikzadeh studied law and political science at a university in Kandahar province in Afghanistan until December, when the Taliban banned women from universities. She's had to defer her dream of becoming a lawyer and representing other women.
I wanted to become their voices in Kandahar, but now I need someone to work for me and raise my voice.
She's also had to defer her dream of more money. She works from home for an NGO, but she's worried that work won't last. Afghanistan offers some of the most extreme examples of the barriers that exist to women fulfilling their potential. Don Holland with Moody's Analytics, one of the authors of the new report, says women around the world are having a hard time getting into positions with more authority.
There's this large pool of well-educated women ready to step into these positions.
Holland found that if there were more women in the workforce and fewer roadblocks to their career growth, the global economy would grow by at least 7%, and that'd be massive.
Economic growth matters because it raises our average living standards. If you're raising the average living standards of women, single mothers in particular, you're also addressing some issues of inequalities.
The research says there are things that can help, from giving women educational opportunities to providing paid maternity and paternity leave and lowering the cost of childcare. But Holland notes the patriarchy makes all of that really hard.
Essentially, it's deeply embedded into our social norms, which makes it extremely difficult to shift.
That's something 43-year-old Ana Maria Diaz knows firsthand. She was a freelance stylist in the fashion industry in New York, loving it despite the grueling hours, but not earning enough to cover childcare for her two kids.
I think nobody really talks about what the first maybe 4 years of childcare really cost.
She ended up leaving her career, and now her household's down to one income. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.